Good day, everybody. Welcome back into Mining Stock Daily. We're going to kick off today's corporate updates. Not a new guest or new company to the podcast, because Paul Harris has done a couple interviews with Collective Mining. I, however, have not. So this is really my first conversation with CEO Ari Sussman. Collective Mining trades on the Venture Exchange with CNL and on the OTCQX with CNLMF. Ari, we're going to get to a little bit of just kind of, you know, background with the company and the Guayabales project in Colombia. But I got to give you kudos. It's hard not to recognize that the exploration work throughout 2022 and that the new drill holes in 2023, I mean, they're kind of eye-popping with what you're finding at the project. So, so before we kind of get into some of that, those data points, give us kind of a sense of how you came to acquire this project, you know, what the history of exploration has done and what you know about where you will expand your exploration work here in 2023.
Thanks, Trevor. Nice to talk to you as well. So look, Colombia is a amazing place geologically that I guess fortuitously for companies like ourselves missed the technological revolution of mining, which took place in the 1980s and 90s. We all know the story of Colombia with security. Most have probably seen the show Narcos and spin-off shows that were made subsequent to that. But as a result of that, it was passed over in the age where we discovered heap leaching technology that would work on, you know, lower grade giant open pit mines and et cetera, and geophysics really took a leap forward. And so now you come to this century and you're left with a country where the geological database is thin, at least from the government perspective. There is existing large mines producing, so it's very large in terms of coal as a producer globally, some nickel, et cetera, but not a lot of knowledge. And so having gone to Colombia, I started there, you know, almost 20 years ago, and recognize that if we're going to find something in Colombia and it's clearly there to find, we need to do it ourselves. There's no prospectors running around PDAC saying, hey, look, I have properties. Would you like to take a look? That doesn't exist. And so we took a methodical approach to exploration. So even though we had Continental Gold, which I'm sure you're familiar with, which we sold to Zijin in 2020, we always had a team that was generating ideas on the side, okay? And these ideas were commodity agnostic. It didn't matter if it was iron ore, coal, nickel, you pick it. We would think about it and look at it. And Collective Mining was really born after the sale of Continental Gold. And we said to ourselves, when you look at evolution of any country that's reopened up or opened up for mining, they're kind of the same. It always starts with people finding high-grade veins generally in established artisanal areas. And then it evolves to the next step, which will be more bulk tonnage style systems and typically copper gold porphyries, particularly if you're looking in the Andes. So we said to ourselves, Colombia's at that next step. I mean, there's some very big high-grade gold discoveries made. Our former project, the former Ventana, which is now called Soto Norte, obviously Aris Mining, is mining, two mines in the country, which are high-grade vein systems. And we said, let's go for this porphyry concept. Where is it prospective, and where has no one thought about it? And lastly, most importantly, where can we go to do this, where we can work, right? Colombia, there's a tale of two Colombias, the areas you can work and the areas where you can't work. Try and stay in the areas where you can work. And so we put our pencils together and we thought it through. And I have a really strong technical team. That's my view. And they've been very successful at making discoveries. And that led us to our Guayabales project in the Department of Caldas.
Okay. So for those not looking at a map, where is Caldas?
Okay. So Caldas is in the coffee triangle, so to speak, of Colombia. So I'm sure most people know where Medellin is on a map, if they were thinking about a map. So we're very close to that department. So that's what they call departments. We all we know as states or provinces. Okay, so the Department of Antioquia, where Medellin is in, we're next door to that in Caldas. And if you were to pick an area, you know, on a map of Colombia where you'd want to be for mining, this has to be it. And it's not because of what we're discovering at Guayabales, but it's because Next door to us is Marmato, which is Aris Mining, a company listed on the TSX, one of their mines. And it's a mine that's been in production for more than 500 continuous years. So as a result of that, anyone that's from Caldas, that's been raised or born in Caldas, has mining in their blood. So we're talking about a very mining-friendly jurisdiction. And when I said to you we wanted to find an area that we can work, I mean, this was it, not just because we have a mine next door, but there are 10 permitted operating mines within 3 kilometers of our project, including one of them on our Guayabales project, which we have an option to earn 100% in, like all of the project. And that is very beneficial to us.
Okay. So there's a lot of moving targets. I mean, not moving targets, but the Guayabales has a lot of different targets, but everything seems lately been hinging on this main breccia discovery and just eye popping returns from the drill hit. What was the historical context of this discovery? I mean, did you know it was there? Or is this something you stumbled on, you know, on more greenfields exploration once you acquired the project?
So one small part of the project had some historical exploration from about a decade ago. And frankly, it wasn't anything we were interested in. It was a company targeting a small vein system. When we came into this area, we thought about the context of Marmato next door and what does that mean at Guayabales. And we have a porphyry cluster system. So, you know, your viewers, your listeners probably know about porphyries a little bit. It's very topical with Filo Mining and Solaris and others right now. But they're all kind of the same in the world. Doesn't matter if you're in British Columbia or Colombia or Southeast Asia. You get a cluster, okay? And a cluster means in an area that's typically smaller than about 10 by 10 kilometers, you know, you find a bunch of fingers, which are the porphyries that are pushed up with pressure from an intrusion source at depth. And the first one that comes out of the ground will have all the grade. The one that comes up last will be barren. And then in between, you'll get some economic, some not. And then you'll get these different phases of later stage mineralization in these systems. Brecciation is one. I'm saying that because you alluded to our main breccia discovery. And then the last event in these systems are these late stage porphyry veins. And for reasons that don't matter for viewers, the late stage veins tend to occur around the cluster, you know, of these porphyry systems. Marmato is a late stage porphyry vein system. Okay. And so thinking that that's on the cluster and the geology was moving on to Guayabales, we approached this from a grassroots perspective. Let's go in and let's do good old fashioned ridge and spur soil sampling. And that is how we generated targets here. So, you know, the business plan for 2022 was we had generated 7 targets on the project. We budgeted 20,000 meters of drilling for the year, which ultimately grew to 23,000 meters. And we were going to approach it like a larger company would, like a Barrick, and let's first pass reconnaissance test all 7 targets, see what works, see what doesn't. And then 2023 would be about focus on what we think would drive shareholder value the most. Well, we never quite drilled all 7. We drilled 5 of the 7. We never got around to all 7. And talk about remarkable geology. Of the 5 that we drilled, we made significant discovery on 4, okay, of the 5. So, you know, your viewers and listeners know that mining is a tough business. I mean, the odds are about 1 in 1,000 to ever make a discovery that becomes an economic mine. And they estimate about 1 in 300 to 400 to make a credible discovery. And we've made 4, okay? But the flagship, and which we're going to talk about right now, is called the Apollo target. And within that target area, we have what we call the main breccia discovery.
Okay. The other targets, can you, I assume the ME or ME target, the donut target that's around Apollo to the southeast. Then there's Olympus, Victory, and Trap. So which one of those are you continue to focusing on other than Apollo, because obviously huge grade there?
Good question. You know, the most exciting, at least from an advancement perspective at this point, would be Olympus. Okay. Besides Apollo. I mean, we drilled multiple intercepts at north of 100 meters in thickness, starting right near surface at between 1 and 1.2 grams per ton gold equivalent. It's a gold silver vein system that's disseminated. Okay, the flagship discovery at Olympus was 302 meters at about 1.1 grams per ton equivalent starting your service. So we like that a lot, you know, obviously. But Apollo, the main breccia discovery at Apollo, is something even more unique. I know, you know, listeners must be thinking, well, you have 300 meters from surface to north of a gram. That's incredible. Yeah, it is. But Apollo is more impressive because Apollo is a porphyry finger that has been brecciated. That brecciation, to those that don't know what that is, think of a jagged jigsaw puzzle that's been put together and the pieces don't fit properly. So when you look at the puzzle on a table put together, there's a lot of space mm-hmm. where the pieces are connected. That's porosity. Porosity of mining is what you want because that leaves spaces for metal-bearing fluids to be trapped. So we have this brecciated porphyry that has had porphyry fluid put into it, so copper, right, some silver and some gold. And then that breccia vent has been overprinted by two vein systems. So there's really three deposits imprinting or impregnating themselves in one location. And this is what's responsible for what we've been drilling. You alluded to these amazing intercepts. I mean, we're drilling intercepts ranging from, you know, 100 to almost 600 meters in thickness, in grades ranging up to 3 grams per ton gold equivalent. Again, this is gold, silver, and copper, but gold is slightly more dominant than silver and copper in the system, so we report in gold equivalent.
Yeah, that was one of the questions I had. Why not a copper equivalent and why a gold equivalent? So thanks for beating me to the punch there with that question. But let me – I do want to follow – I'm curious. Do you think this – do you think collective mining at 155 million dollar market cap, and I know what you're going to say, I know what you have to say, do you think you're appropriately valued? But if, because you're going to say we should be valued higher, I want to know why. Is it because of the jurisdiction? Is it because of maybe it's a challenging story to tell to the market? Is it just the market itself? You know, what is it about your valuation that needs to improve?
Well, look, so this discovery was only announced in late June of 2022. And into the, I mentioned we drilled 20,000 meters for the year. Into the main breccia discovery, there's only about 12,500 of those meters into it. This is new. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is new. It takes the market time to learn. It's taking us time to learn, you know, what we may or may not have here. But it's very clear now that we have a large system that is going to get bigger. And, you know, my experience always says this: when you drill in one direction, we drilled to the north with very long holes, 500 plus meter intercepts, bottoming and mineralization. And then we drilled 90 degrees perpendicular to that from the east to the west. And we don't have assays, but we have a visual hole, hole 28, which cut 600 meters of mineralization, bottomed in mineralization or ended in mineralization. You know, you're onto a large system. So I think the market is just learning about this. We weren't very aggressive telling this story until most recently, where we're now going out to tell it. And we wanted to understand what it could be first. Mm-hmm. And so now we're confident we're going to drive shareholder value. You look at these kinds of systems. I mean, Filo Mining is north of $3 billion market cap. Solaris is, I think, $1 billion, give or take. And we're at $150 million. We've got room to grow, but obviously our growth is going to be driven by the drill bit. That's where we're at. So I think the market will understand. Also, I think to answer your question, I mean, we made a discovery in June of 2022. I mean, we were in a bad bear and it went from bad to worse till November, right? That was maybe the bottom, hopefully. Right?
Yeah, hopefully. I remember well.
Yeah. Right. We all do. I mean, unless you own lithium, it was bad, right? So yeah. So we came out at a time when nobody cared. I mean, people didn't care about copper even, other than Filo at that time. So, you know, hopefully with a little bit of, I feel like the momentum's changing. I was in Toronto 2 weeks ago marketing, and I don't want to say that, you know, that institutions are buying pre-production companies yet, but they've gone from, they won't take a meeting till they're very interested to learn. And so we know they've been buying producers. I think we're going to see the money trickle down very soon, probably over the next few months, and we're going to see some much better times ahead for the non-lithium explorers and developers of the world. Yeah,
I do hope you're correct. I do want to follow up and leave you with one last question, and this really is on the backdrop of the geopolitics of Colombia. A new president has come in last year. There was a lot of concern what it meant with his stance on mining. We're getting a little bit of clarification, but actually earlier this week, you put out a news release that the vice minister of mines of the country of Colombia had visited your site. There is a video on that news release that was published by Collective. Viewers can go check that out on the news release or on YouTube. But give me a general sense of what that visit entailed and really what the takeaway was from the vice minister.
So Colombia, let's just, before I go into the specifics really quickly, I mean, the new government that came into power August ran on a platform similar to Canada, similar to the United States, that they want to decarbonize the economy. And mm-hmm. Colombia is a coal-rich producing and oil and gas-producing country. So there was a lot of fear. And frankly, there should be some fear for coal. They're not going to issue new permits for new coal mines, the same way Canada turned down Glencore with a proposal in Alberta a few weeks back. We're just not going to see these kinds of projects move forward. However, there's an overwhelming support for anything transition. Colombia doesn't have lithium. It doesn't have any other than the one mine. It doesn't have no nickel showings to even explore. So your transition metals, at least in the next 3.5 years of this current administration, are going to be copper, silver, for solar paneling, and zinc. So with that comes very strong support for people exploring for those. For those commodities, which we have at least two of those anyways, in silver and copper. Vice Minister of Mines came to our region as part of a dialogue platform in the Marmato and Supia areas. Those are the municipalities in which we fall. And he spent a full day visiting us and learning about us. And we took him through our methodology for Colombia of how we explore. And he iterated in his video, and that is, our exploration starts with the social issues in the communities and addressing them first, and then we go to the rocks second. We don't try and make a discovery first and then try and figure out what problem we may have. And with that came very strong words of support. We have an excellent team. They did a good job at presenting, but really the strength came from the community members speaking to the vice minister and telling them how happy they are to have us engaged as part of their community and working with them. And that's how Colombia is going to work. Last thing I'll add, Colombia is like Peru 40 years ago. That's what it is for mining. So your projects, and why I say that, a lot of population, just like Peru. So like we see lots of noise in Peru in certain areas because there's population around mines. So same in Colombia. If you do your sustainability well and communities want you, you're going to get a permit and you're going to build the mine. If you don't do it well, you're going to have problems. And that's going to be the Colombia story.
All right. There's going to be more of the story from Collective Mining. You have commenced phase 2 drilling over at Apollo, Ari. So you and I will be touching base more frequently as that news continues to start hitting the market. I assume I will see you in the next couple of weeks as we approach PDAC in Toronto. And, we're going to do our best to bring listeners up to speed with Collective Mining and what's happening there on the ground, because really it is a pretty fascinating, big interval, high grade system. That's one to watch. I don't have any stake in this quite yet, but it caught me by surprise to see what you guys were doing there. So best of luck, and hopefully we'll wish for more positive results from Collective. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Trevor. Speak soon.
All right. That's your update from Collective Mining, everybody. Again, trading on the Venture Exchange with CNL and on the OTCQX with CNLMF.
The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.